Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
Agatha, thanks so much for helping us out. We've got to travel back in time to fight. You know what? It's a long story. Uh-huh. Your parents said it was fine if you have to stay over. Mal's in his room, sorting his Monster Pets cards. I forget, do you know Monster Pets? Let me just get my cape fastened and I'll... Mike? Agatha's here. Can you get Mal? Sure. He'll be right out. How are you? How's high school going?
My parents are fine if I stay over. I have my stuff. I do know Monster Pets. I used to play when I was a kid. I'm fine, and I hate high school with the white-hot intensity of a million burning suns.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Here he is, the little man.
Hey, Agatha, how are you? Hey. Your shirt is cool. Do you think my shirt is cool? I have over 1,000 Monster Pets cards. Uh-huh. How many do you have? Do you want to trade? I want to trade.
Thanks. Your shirt is cool, too. I've got several thousand Monster Pets cards, and yes, I have a few to trade.
You're the best, Agatha. And this munchkin knows the rules, right, sir?
No powers in the house unless it's emergency.
Okay. Everything where it usually is. Uh-huh. Snacks, frozen pizza, the remote, everything. Make yourself at home. His bedtime is 7:30.
Yeah.
Right. I got it.
Hey, Turbo. Agatha here yet?
Yep.
Hey,
we were gonna hang out while she babysits Mal.
Sure thing, Hank. Come on in. Okay, we're off. Oh, and Agatha, no boys, okay? Uh-huh. Have fun.
Later.
No boys? I'm right here. They talked to me. They saw me come in.
No, they mean like boys. You don't count.
Thanks, Ag.
Cut it out. You know what I mean. You're basically my brother. We've taken baths together for fudge's sake. And it's not like any boys would want to sneak over and see me anyway.
I'd sneak over to see you, Agatha.
Thanks, Mal. That's sweet. But you just want my Monster Pets cards. Here, you can just have these, okay?
Really?
Yup. Take them in your room and start sorting. We'll build decks and play a little later, okay?
Woohoo!
You gave up your Monster Pets cards?
Eh.
But you were a nationally ranked monster wrangler.
And look how that turned out. I have one friend, you, and you sort of have to be my friend because our parents have been friends forever. I'm president and sole member of the physics club, and a couple girls at school found a video of me playing in a Monster Pets tournament back in sixth grade and showed everyone, and now people are calling me physics wrangler, and so, you know, maybe it's time for me to give up Monster Pets. But they'll have to pry the physics club from my cold, dead quarks.
I'm sorry, Ag. I wish we could go to the same school.
Yeah, well, either I have to get powers or you have to lose them.
You're so smart. Like your dad said, you could test.
Cut it out. That's just my dad trying to make himself feel better by making me feel better. But thanks anyway, pal.
But really, who cares what they think? If some guy's gonna let the fact that you liked an insanely popular card game keep them from seeing how awesome and funny and hot you are...
Hot?
Well...
Me.
Come on, Ag. You're beautiful.
Shut up.
I mean, don't underestimate how attractive a top 10 finish at the Monster Pets Midwestern Regional is.
You're a jerk. Come on, let's raid the fridge.
She is beautiful. Now I'm gonna make sure she knows it.
Hey, Mal. Pizza's almost ready. Hank ran out to get us some Oreos for after... Wow, what's going on here?
I heard you talking to Hank about how boys don't like you.
Mal, sweetie, these signs are really nice, but...
I mean it, Agatha! I love you! Like, love. Like, Mary love.
You're only 7, Mal. I'm 14.
Bet you'd be happy if Hank made you these signs.
What are you talking about?
You want Hank to make you a big sign that says, I love you. You're so pretty. But when I do it, you think it's dumb.
Whoa, Mal, look. Hank's my best friend, okay? He knows what I look like without teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And I unsuccessfully tried to change his diaper once.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it's not like that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he is super cute with his stupid hair and that dimple and everything, but we know each other too well. All our secrets and my weird toe thing and that obsession with his teddy bear and holy cats! I'm in love with Hank! Fudge!
I told you so, but he was mean. And I made you all these signs.
Mal... It's very nice of you to want to make me feel better, and I am flattered, okay? But you're still a little kid, and
no!
I'm...
Oreos obtained! I got Pegastaff and these new watermelon... Hello? What's all this?
I wanted Agatha to know how awesome she is. Like you did. You were mean, and she deserves someone nicer.
Wait, what?
She was upset, and I wanted you to make her feel better, and you made fun. And she is awesome, and I love her, so I made these signs.
Was I mean, Ag? I didn't mean to be mean. I do really think you're beautiful, and I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings.
Come on, dummy. She's in love with you. She just said so.
What?
Wait, you're in love with me?
Maybe. Yes. Probably.
Oh, thank God. Because I love you.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. What now?
Pizza and Oreos? Maybe we can, I don't know, hold hands or something? Or, wait, should I leave because now I'm a boy and you should therefore not have me over?
I think that ship has sailed, pal.
Okay, then let's have pizza and these weird cookies that apparently taste like watermelon bubblegum, and then we'll see where we're at.
Sounds like a plan to me.
But
could we, maybe hold hands to the kitchen?
Yes, hands. Hold. What?
This is weird, but I think I like it.
It isn't that weird.
Yes, it's weird! Fine, this is totally a boy in the house emergency now.
So, when did you know you were in love with me? Be specific and romantic.
When Linda Langford kissed me under the bleachers after the football game 3 weeks ago. I was wearing my jersey, and she was still in her cheerleader uniform, and her lip gloss was chocolate.
Are you kidding me?
That's what I thought, too!
I mean, with this story, Hank.
But you said to be specific.
And romantic, pal. I know your school is more about powers, but surely they teach you what words mean, right?
Hold your monster pets, Wrangler. I'm getting to the romantic part.
Okay.
See, I'm always thinking, man, I wish Ab were here. Like, when something hilarious or cool happens at school, you know? So, here comes Linda Langford, daughter of Mr. Mighty, the most popular girl in school, and she pulls me under the bleachers.
Whoa!
She's almost as strong as me, and she plants one on my lips, and I immediately think, man, I wish Ag were here.
Okay.
And I thought that was weird, because what, I want you to see this? Then I realized it's because I wish Linda had been you. Just like that, I realized that I want to kiss you.
Oh.
Like, a lot. I mean, a lot of what? Not a lot of kisses. Well, actually...
Okay, I get it, Romeo. And yeah, that was a little romantic, if weirdly so.
Well, when did you first know you were in love with me?
Just now, in Mal's room.
That's it?
That's it.
Where are the specifics? Where's the romance, pal?
Look, I'm smart, Hank. And I still didn't know that I've pretty much always been in love with you until just now in Mal's room, because it just was. I just was. In love with you. Like, even though I love physics, I don't think about it every time I walk or run or drop something. It just is. And then you start to think about physics. Boom! Mind blown! Just now, in Mal's room.
Okay, that was good.
Our parents are gonna freak out, don't you think?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it'll be a good freak out, because I think they've been hoping for this. They're always making jokes about when you two get married and all that. Oh, damn.
They knew this was gonna happen.
No, they couldn't. Oh, they totally could.
Hold up! Maybe they made it happen.
No, this feels right. So no, I'm not gonna not be in love with you.
A lot of knots.
Besides, there's no way our parents planned this.
Your parents were supervillains.
My parents robbed banks in silly costumes. Besides, your mom was the greatest hero in the world. So I don't think a semi-evil plan to control her daughter's romantic fate would really be in her wheelhouse.
You talk like a nerdy old man sometimes, and it's adorable.
You know, normally that would take the wind out of my sails.
I said sometimes, Hank. So... you kissed Linda Langford, huh?
Yeah, sorry.
Stop. You don't need to apologize. It's just... I'm still waiting on my kiss, you know?
Oh.
Look at her, you poopy head!
No powers in the house, buddy!
Unless it's emergency! And this is emergency! No boys allowed!
No, Mal! Mal, stop it right now!
No, he's not supposed to be here! My mom said so! Get broke, it's emergency! So I can use my powers, and that's what I'm gonna-
No! Hank, no! Don't-
That actually hurts! He blew straight through the roof.
I was trying to tell you. Mal's power is pretty powerful.
I thought he was just, you know, like, super bouncy.
Yeah, he has his mom's reflection ability, but he also has his dad's speed, sort of. He's not a super ball, he's a potential energy manipulator.
What's that now?
Seriously, your school needs to put a little more focus on academics. Mal can control potential energy, amplify it, and use it to gain momentum. And because he's physically super bouncy, he's also basically invulnerable. So, as strong as you are, Mal can get himself moving fast enough to be way, way stronger.
Point taken. So where'd he go?
He's probably bouncing around the neighborhood, picking up energy so that he can hurt you for real.
Well, then you should probably grab your stuff and get out of here. Maybe go get your mom?
Excuse me?
If he's gonna come back and try to flatten me or whatever, you need to not be here.
And why is that?
Because you don't have powers, Ag.
And you have to protect me? Because I'm helpless?
What? No! But yes? Not helpless, but... Look, we just figured out the whole in love thing, and if anything happens
to... I'm the one that just explained to you what Mal can do. I'm not helpless here, Hank.
No, no, of course not. And thank you for the info. See, we'll make great...
Do not say a great team, because you don't mean team. You mean I'll make a great sidekick at best. The perfect super girlfriend.
Ag, no, it's not like that.
Then how is it, Hank? If I were Linda, would you be sending her away because you love her so much? Or would you trust her to stay and help?
That's different.
Because she has powers, and I don't. This is never gonna work. Fudge!
It'll work, Ag. You don't have powers. That isn't a bad thing, but it is a thing that's true, and we can't just ignore it.
My dad doesn't have powers, and he was a hero.
So build some robots or a battle suit, and then you can argue with me about sticking around in a dangerous situation. But until then, I need you to go, so that I can focus on stopping the bad guy
here. I think you might not get who the bad guy is here.
What?
You heard
me. No, I mean, what's that whistling? Do you hear that?
Oh, crap. He didn't bounce around the neighborhood. You went straight up, and now he's coming back down here. He might crack the planet in half like one of those asteroid movies.
Okay, no more arguing. Get out of here.
And go where, Hank? We have to stop him.
I'll fly up and catch him. Try to hold him back, I guess?
No, the collision could be like a nuke. Ugh, think, Agatha, think. You can do the whole super breath thing, right?
Sure I can.
Okay, take a deep breath and start going straight up as hard and as long as you can. That should slow him down without setting him off.
No fair! I was gonna smash him good! You guys are so mean! Man, you guys are gonna be in so much trouble when my parents get home!
We'll be in trouble? You put a hole in the roof, Mal, and I can only assume you wrecked your room and the living room, too.
It was emergency, and you have a boy over, and that's against the rules.
Your parents let Hank inside, Mal.
But he was gonna kiss you on the lips. That makes it emergency for sure.
Okay, fine. So we'll all be in trouble. Or...
Or what?
Or we all agree to say there was a real emergency, like a killer robot, and tell your parents how you saved us all after Hank got knocked out.
Why do I have to get knocked out?
Hush! And Hank and I will not break the rules anymore. What do you say, Mal?
Fine, but I want pizza.
I'll make another one. You go start cleaning your room, and I'll call you when it's ready, okay?
Mm-hmm. Ew. Nice job there.
Yeah, well, fooling a 7-year-old isn't hard, but it also isn't great, so...
I meant saving us, like everyone. So, thank you. And I'm sorry. I might have stopped him, but a lot of people would have gotten hurt, including you.
You'd have gotten hurt, too. Maybe killed. And you were gonna do it anyway. No hesitation.
Lucky for me, my girlfriend is also a super smart superhero.
Girlfriend? I'm still mad at you, pal.
I apologize.
Not for the whole saving me thing, although we're gonna have to talk about that too. I'm mad because last I checked, which was just now, I am still unkissed.
But you just told Mal we wouldn't break the rules.
I also said that fooling a 7-year-old wasn't hard. But look, if you don't want to kiss me...
No, I definitely would like to kiss you now, if that's okay.
Do I need to make you a damn sign? Brave enough to throw himself headfirst at a living meteor, but a total scaredy cat when it comes to kissing. No wonder Linda had to pull you under the...
Okay, so maybe you do have a superpower.
I kiss that good, huh?
Now?
There and here I am! Whoa, were you two just kissing?
No.
Yes?
Okay, yes, but there was this killer robot, and it knocked Hank out, and Mal used his powers, and he was very impressive, and I was caught up in the whole surviving, and so I kissed... Wait, why are you guys back already?
Time travel. You're lucky we didn't come back while whatever actually happened was happening. But we were going to renovate anyway, so here's $20 for the hour. Why don't you two go see a movie or something, and we can all pretend that you kissed there.
So you won't tell our parents?
Hey, who are we to stand in the way of young love? Wait, are those watermelon Oreos? Oh, I bet they're disgusting! Can I have some?
From Vogue, The Run Through, a new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture. With Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blase, and more.
The Run Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.